Boy, I can't believe it. Okay, you want to get after that, John? I'll get a shovel full.
Okay.
Okay.
And John, we'd like to consider you're going to intermediate cooling.
Oh, okay, we'll do it. They don't need intermediate. You need, at least I'm comfortable just out of men. Let's see, we need some more of that, don't we?
Yeah.
I don't want to take kilo. Okay.
Okay,
yeah. Some of that white stuff in the bottom.
Yeah, look at that.
What I was gonna say, Tony, underneath this top gray layer, it's white again up here, just like on the Kaylee.
Okay.
That's the kilo, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, your rake is finished. Dowie.
Okay, that's in bag 396.
Okay, 396.
Oh, I'm sorry, John, I ran off and left you.
You want me to throw it in my bag?
Okay.
That was supposed to be
no, you got core tubes. Let me carry the rocks. I have an easier time getting the core tubes out if your bag is empty.
Yeah.
Look at that view over there. Look,
you got two core tubes too, Charlie. Do you mean to have two of them?
Hey, Charlie, we're having a hard time getting
bag
the perspective on that trailer. Could you give us dimensions, please?
Where we're standing?
Right.
What do you say? 10 meters, John?
Yeah. It's an old 10-meter crater. It's really an old one. These other rocks around here might have been caused by this. Matter of fact, this might have... I don't think so. I think these rocks were laid in here when South Ray came in. Sampling.
Okay, Tony, on a penetrometer, it's benched. We'll call this crater the bench if you want to, and I'll get one uphill, one downhill, and two in the bottom of the crater. How's that sound?
Okay, that sounds good, Doug.
Okay, and I'll start with the 0.5.
Okay.
Don, I'm glad we got those two torches. I think the other two fell off back at the lamp. I don't think I ever put those back in your bag. Did I? Well, we'll see. We got plenty.
I'm looking at a rock here, Houston, that is a very angular rock, and it has a white clasp with a breccia. It has a brecciated appearance. I'll take a picture of it, and sample it for you.
Okay, I'm going to take my camera off to do this. Boy, this is so neat. Ah! Man, am I having a good time.
Charlie, we are too. And while you're bouncing around there, you might keep an eye out for a nearby crater that looks like it may have pulled up some local material.
We can't walk very far, Tony.
Understand.
Oh, rats.
Hey, Charlie.
I had the 5/10 cone in here, and when I pulled it out, and it came out like it was supposed to, and then I started moving the thing down, and it fell off.
About
don't walk right over here. That cone is over there, and I want to get it out.
Hand me a set of tongs too, will you?
Okay, here you go.
Okay, well, once you get it out, can you put it back on?
Well, I'll bring it over to you, and if you'll hold it for me, I think I can. About whacking it on here and see if you can get some of the dirt out of the bottom of it. That gum thing is not supposed to come out of there without being locked. Now, the tonometer's around here. Wait a minute.
Okay.
Okay.
Don't step right there, Charlie. Here's a splatter, glass splatter.
Oh, yeah, I see it. A whole big bubble of it in it.
Yeah.
That all? Yeah, that got it. Thank you. Beautiful. Thanks.
I'm going to grab a sample of this glass splatter behind the rover, Houston.
Yeah. Hey, Tony, Johnny, you see it? There's one under that rock. Is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay. Tony, can I start on number 5 on the penetrometer?
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, I'm going up out of this crater up onto the top part of it.
And that's going in the bag 397, Houston.
Okay, 397.
Tony, you just can't believe that South Ray crater. It is perfectly circular, and it's amazing. It's just really apparent that we got two types of rock there. Okay, I'm about up on the side now, starting with 5, and we're pushing it in. It's going to go, Tony, and it went to half, about 3/4 of the way up to the red mark.
Okay, okay, we'd like you to change the 2
going back down in the flat part. Okay. And Tony, when you push on that thing, you can't push with a very smooth force, and you're going to see some spikes on the recording, I'm sure.
Okay, we understand that. That's fine, Charlie.
And if you want my opinion on the thing, I don't think we're hitting hard ground. I think what I did was probably hit a rock. And I should have probably moved this thing over a little bit.
Okay, we'll just go with the 2/10 and see how that does.
Okay.